iScore. CRI is your customer reach index, and it's free. Go to freecriscore.com. Enter promo code FREE.
FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
6 o'clock. CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. The dragnet for suspected terrorists is being spread far and wide across Europe. CBS's Elaine Cobb begins our coverage from Paris.
French police carried out raids in the Paris region overnight. 10 people were detained. Police believe they may have provided logistical support for last week's attacks here, including sourcing weapons and a car.
In Berlin, reporter Jan Becker tells us German police arrested two men suspected of recruiting fighters for ISIS.
Apparently, they were planning doing acts of terror in Syria. So what the authorities tell us now is that apparently there were no plans to do anything in Germany.
An operation that began in Belgium before the Paris attacks is ongoing after the shootout yesterday that killed two suspected terrorists. Magistrate Eric van der Sijde.
We found several weapons. Among them were four AK-47s, Kalashnikovs, several small fire weapons, firearms, munition, and explosives.
In Paris, Secretary of State Kerry is meeting with top French officials to express America's solidarity with the French people. Here at home, lethal injections last night ended the lives of convicted killers in Florida and Oklahoma. The execution of Charles Warner in Oklahoma was that state's first, since an inmate writhed and moaned in pain as he was put to death last April. KOTV's Tess Mawney watched as Warner was executed.
He said, "I want to tell my attorneys I was poked 5 times and it feels like acid." But at that point, the sedation drug, as far as we know, hadn't been administered.
And Warner seemed to lose consciousness moments later. A study out today paints a grim picture of what's ahead for the world's oceans. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter King.
The researchers say the damage is man-made and could mean extinction. It includes the over-harvesting of some species, the destruction of their habitats. The authors say 40% of the coral reefs are gone due to climate change and warmer temperatures. Many species have moved to cooler areas. One scientist says it's like turning up the heat and pouring acid into an aquarium. The study published in the journal Science says the damage is reversible if humans can reduce their carbon footprint.
A judge in Baymanette, Alabama, has sentenced a woman to 219 years in prison for sexually abusing minors and swapping children. WKRG-TV's Debbie Williams tells us Judge Jody Bishop didn't hide his contempt for Wendy Holland.
He said that this was the worst case that he had ever seen. He's been on the bench for 14 years. He used words like depraved, sickening, despicable, and disgusting. He said he would have given her more time in prison if he was able to do so.
The judge gave another defendant 20 years. What goes down can go right back up, but for now, gasoline prices are falling like a rock, down to $1.72 in Sioux City, Iowa, where Christine Hancock filled up and counted her savings.
Extra money goes to other things, food, pay bills. Just nice to have a little extra money in your pocket.
S&P futures are down 10 points. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood. If back, muscle, or joint pain is something you're starting the new year with, make a resolution to stop it with Salonpas Jet Spray. This fast-acting, no-mess spray contains two powerful pain-relieving ingredients that soothe muscle and joint pain. Salonpas Jet Spray is easy to apply, easy to carry with you, and it has the strength to last for up to 8 hours between applications. Look for the blue bottle with the blue cap. Salonpas, for targeted relief.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
The man who put that golden oldie together for the Hollywood Argyles, Kim Fowley, has died. He was 75. CBS News correspondent Bill Whitney.
Fowley carved a niche for himself in the music industry. He created and produced the all-female rock band The Runaways. Anthony DeCurtis of Rolling Stone says Fowley was always looking for the next big thing.
He loved that kind of sense of, you know, grabbing onto a trend, finding something that was a novelty, getting it out there, and then just moving on.
Fowley once called himself a necessary evil because he gave bands charisma. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Muhammad Ali could be out of the hospital in time to celebrate his 73rd birthday at home tomorrow. Ali is getting follow-up treatment for a serious urinary tract infection. Frank Setapani, CBS News.
All loans subject to OnDeck score approval must be in business at least 1 year to apply. Are you a small business owner who needs working capital? At OnDeck, we can help. We focus on your business operations and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not a credit card advance. OnDeck provides financing to hundreds of different types of businesses like restaurants, auto body shops, healthcare, and service providers. So if you've been frustrated by the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, see why so many small business owners are turning to OnDeck for the funding they need. Call now and speak with an OnDeck funding specialist. Our simple application process takes just minutes, and funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. We provided over $1 billion to businesses. So if you're a small business owner who needs financing for your business, visit us at OnDeck.com or call us at 800-293-9173. That's 800-293-9173. 800-293-9173.
This morning on WCHL, our community will join many others across the nation this weekend in celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services reported 26 influenza-related deaths for the week of January 4th through January 10th. And Wednesday afternoon in Pittsburgh, U.S. Marshals arrested a man wanted in Chapel Hill on multiple charges of dealing cocaine. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the number 12-ranked North Carolina women's basketball team lost to Notre Dame last night at home, 89-79. Not a good night for the Tar Heels. And
guess what? Butch Davis has finally been paid off by UNC.
That's this morning at our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 WCHL, it's 33 degrees right now, and a little bit of fog out there this morning. Also, just a little bit of frost out there, so allow yourself a couple of extra minutes. This is a busy day coming up. We have lots of sunshine today, high today in the upper 40s. And then for the weekend, we'll be in the 40s on Saturday and on Sunday. That will be our high temperature both days. Our community will join many others across the country this weekend in celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on the events being held in Northern Orange County.
There are events going on throughout the community in the next few days in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., celebrating the life he led and pushing the message that he believed in. Dr. Millicent Rainey is the chair of the Northern Orange Commemorative Committee and organized this year's events in Hillsboro and the surrounding area. She says that the committee is comprised of 28 area churches, and this year is the 20th anniversary of their first commemorative events. Dr. Rainey says that they will begin the weekend festivities with their banquet on Saturday.
The annual banquet this year will be held at Lee's Chapel Missionary Baptist Church at 4 o'clock p.m. on Saturday. Our speaker is the recently appointed North Carolina Executive Director of the NAACP, Reverend Michelle Law.
She says that the banquet will include singing from the Martin Luther King Jr. Youth Choir. Dr. Rainey adds that on Monday morning, they will be holding a march in downtown Hillsboro, and she says that they are deviating from their normal plans to celebrate this special anniversary.
This being our 20th anniversary, we're doing things just a little bit different. We're having speakers at each stop.
The march will have three stops. The messages will cover the history of events over the last 20 years in Hillsboro, thoughts on where civil rights stands currently across the nation, and will once again have singing from the youth choir. They will also honor citizens for their service to the community, according to Dr. Rainey. She says that it is important that we pass along the memory of Dr. King to the next generation.
It's very important that our young people understand the kinds of things, the characteristics and qualities that Dr. King emphasized. And I think that is taught not only from the parents, but also the church and the community being role models and assisting in that education.
The march on Monday morning will begin at the old courthouse in downtown Hillsboro at 9 o'clock. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other news this morning on WCHL, the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services reported 26 flu-related deaths for the week of January 4th through January 10th. Now, that brings the total number of flu deaths in North Carolina up to 90 since the Department of Health and Human Services started monitoring flu cases back in early October, the start of flu season. State epidemiologist Dr. Megan Davies told WCHL last week the main strain to this point has been H3N2, which tends to cause more severe illness in the elderly.
About two-thirds of the H3N2 that's circulating, that's been tested at the CDC this season, has not been well matched to the vaccine, unfortunately.
Still, officials are still encouraging North Carolinians to get the flu shot because different strains of the virus may become prominent later on in the season. Wednesday afternoon at Pittsboro, U.S. Marshals arrested a man wanted in Chapel Hill on multiple charges of dealing cocaine. 29-year-old Justin Hardy has been charged with six counts each of felony cocaine possession and possession with intent to sell. The Chapel Hill PD issued a warrant for Hardy on December 30th following a narcotics investigation. Hardy was arrested by the U.S. Marshals Joint Fugitive Task Force after they pulled over a vehicle in which he was suspected of being a passenger. You can read the full statement from the task force on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:11. More news coming up in just a moment.
Looking for a classic village lifestyle plus a sophisticated new home? Visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Not only does Winmore offer a pool, playground, trails, and open space, your children can walk to Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School. The UNC bus route stops at Winmore, right near Town Center, too. Stanley Martin Homes offers the best in energy efficiency and a choice of three beautiful designs at Winmore, starting in the 370s. Go see them or go to stanleymartin.com.
The job market can be tough. It's time to show the business world that you're tougher. Durham Tech can help you build your resume with skills designed for the global economy. You'll learn what works in areas from healthcare, computer science, and foreign languages to biotechnology, construction, and real estate. Classes are taught throughout Durham and Orange counties, many in the evenings and on weekends. Visit durhamtech.edu to learn more and get ready to do great things.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that 70% of the people over the age of 65 will require long-term care? Today, 1 year of long-term care is estimated to cost $75,000, and in 30 years, it will rise to $250,000. The average age of a buyer is 57, when most people can qualify for good health discounts. A long-term care policy protects you in case you lose the capacity for independent living. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Meet the brokers at Weaver Street Realty. Bill Mullen and Don Bassnight are both native Chapel Hillians who have seen our town through a half century of change. Louise Barnum moves easily from muddy boots to city shoes in her pursuit to meet her clients' needs. Jay Parker is the broker in charge, having developed a loyal client base over 30 years. Gary Phillips and Clayton Nell are the oldest and youngest members of the team, combining experience and intelligence for a fresh perspective. And Crystal Fisher is the savvy specialist for first home buyers. Check them all out at weaverstreetrealty.com.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:13. We talked about Martin Luther King Day just a moment ago, some of the special observances in Northern Orange County. This year's Martin Luther King Jr. Day observance by North Carolina state workers will have a renewed focus on music and words and their influence on the civil rights movement. Governor Pat McCrory and the son of the late historian John Hope Franklin were scheduled to address the midday Friday service today, held at Raleigh Church near the old Capitol building. The North Carolina Arts Council and State African American Heritage Commission helped organize this program, which includes the Bennett College and Shaw University choirs and musicians from the longtime North Carolina-based jazz group, The Monitors. John W. Franklin, the National Museum of African American History and Culture, planned the keynote address. A bell-ringing ceremony recalling King's life and work was set for this morning in the state government's Bicentennial Plaza. North Carolina leaders want to squeeze more jobs from new technologies coming out of the state's universities. Governor McCrory plans to visit the supervisory board of the 16-campus University of North Carolina system today. And he's expected to talk about an advisory council's recommendations on how to convert research innovations into jobs. McCrory spokesman wouldn't say whether the governor wants to put money behind the suggestions in the state budget he proposes for next month. A 2013 study by the State Commerce Department found North Carolina has one of the country's fastest growing populations, but the economy's productive capacity is below average. The report says while there's strong research to find scientific breakthroughs, turning them into profitable products and services lacks what's needed for a strong economy. WCHL News Time, 6:15, and time now for a quick look at your traffic and weather together on WCHL. Our traffic report is brought to you this morning by University Mall. Well, not a lot of traffic out there so far this morning. The situation will certainly change in just a little while. And Nikki Morris is in the newsroom this morning. She'll be reporting on traffic all morning long. So if you know of something that we're not reporting so far, you can call us in the newsroom, 919-9678-363. You can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro and get the word to it that way. But we appreciate whatever you share with us. You become a WCHL Road Warrior. This morning, University Mall wants you to know you shouldn't miss the Come In From the Cold January Sidewalk Sale at University Mall. Save up to 70% on select items throughout the mall starting today and running throughout the weekend. That's at University Mall in Chapel Hill. Now, your Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. And it is rather chilly this morning, a little bit frosty, just a little bit. Also, a little foggy this morning, patchy fog, sunny skies. High today in the upper 40s and certainly safely above freezing later on in the day. Tonight, clear and cold again with a low around 30. On Saturday, sunny with a high in the upper 40s. Saturday night, mostly clear and then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of rain after midnight on Saturday night. Overnight low in the upper 30s. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain and the high in the middle 50s. Then a little bit better on Sunday night with just partly cloudy skies. We'll be in the 50s again to start the week. The Carolina Inn is the home of the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, let's get started with WCHL Championship Sports. Not good news to report this morning. North Carolina's women's basketball team on a pretty good roll, and the Tar Heels lost last night to Notre Dame at Carmichael Arena. Freshman Brianna Turner had 29 points and a season-high 18 rebounds. Number 7 Notre Dame shot 63% after halftime to beat number 12 North Carolina 89-79. The 6'3 forward matched her season-high in points and also in blocked shots with 7, and a huge performance with Fighting Irish. And they rallied from 11 down in the first half and then blew nearly all of the 14-point lead. In the second, Carolina came back, but Notre Dame was able to hold on. The Tar Heels are now 15-3 on the season, 2-2 in ACC play. Notre Dame 16-2, 4-1 in Atlantic Coast Conference play. Sophomore Lindsey Allen added a career best 24 points last night, with the Irish helping Notre Dame overcome a quiet game from leading scorer Jewel Lloyd. She came in averaging 21.5 points a game, but finished with just 8 on 4 of 11 shooting last night. Tar Heels rallied to within 1 at 78-77 on Stephanie Vavunga's three-pointer with 4:29 left, but Allen immediately scored in the paint to start a clinching 9-0 run. Again, a big win last night for Notre Dame over North Carolina. Charlotte Hornets forward P.J. Hairston, who, of course, is a former Tar Heel, has been fined $5,000 by the NBA for violating the league's anti-flopping rules for the second time this season. The NBA announced the fine on Thursday. You may have seen the video of this. It's been all over the internet on YouTube. It's pretty blatant, trying to draw a charging call, and wasn't even close. Didn't even look good. The incident occurred with 11:04 remaining in the fourth quarter of Charlotte's 98-93 loss to the San Antonio Spurs on Wednesday. Hairston appeared to collide with Spurs guard Tony Parker at the top of the key. He fell sideways, sliding across the floor and landing at the feet of San Antonio coach Greg Popovich on the sidelines. Looked pretty ridiculous, actually, so Hairston has been fine for that. Panthers announced they've signed wide receiver Mike Brown to his reserve future contract. The deal was announced yesterday. The 5'10", 200-pound Brown spent the last three seasons with the Jacksonville Jaguars and has played in 18 games with 8 starts during his NFL career. The former undrafted player out of Liberty has 39 catches for 534 yards and 2 touchdowns since he joined the league back in 2012. Brown's best season came in 2013 when he played in 11 games with 6 starts, catching 32 passes for 446 yards and a couple of touchdowns. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports this morning. We'll have more coming up in an hour on WCHL. Appreciate you waking up with us this morning on WCHL. It's going to be a fairly nice day. We get rid of this fog here at the beginning of the morning.
More rewards, not more rules. That's what you can expect from our Visa Bonus Rewards Card. With the Visa Bonus Rewards Card, earn points that you can redeem for your choice of cash back, travel, and more. Plus, get $25 cash back with your first purchase. More rewards, not more rules. Apply today at any Bank of North Carolina branch or on our website. For details and full disclosure, go to bankofnc.com. Subject to credit approval. Member FDIC.
At 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, our programming sometimes raises eyebrows. While people can be polarized in their political beliefs, there are a few things that always bring people together. One of those things is good food. When Stephanie Miller came to town, she visited a local restaurant that truly is a political uniter.
If you're listening in Los Angeles or Seattle or somewhere, you have a long drive, so I would get going. 411 West is a restaurant in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and I suggest you take your family there. The food was just orgasmic. Cosmically good, wasn't it?
It was all unbelievable.
Yeah, we tried the steak, the salmon, the chicken. I'm just telling
you. I love what she's having.
No matter where you are in the United States, I suggest you start driving now. It was
spectacular.
Yeah, it was terrific. So we'd like to thank everybody that came out to see us in North Carolina. We had a heck of a time.
We're lucky to live and work in a place that offers a table for friends and neighbors from all walks of life and with differing opinions to get together and celebrate our differences. The Chapel Hill Restaurant Group reminds you to support your community and dine locally.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility, offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. They're only 79 cents every day. Great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Hi, my name is Griffin. I'm 9 years old, and I volunteer with Book Harvest. I hope you'll join me for the Dream Big Book Drive on MLK Day. Bring your new and gently used kids' books to the Carolina Theater of Durham on Monday, January 19th, between 1 and 4 p.m. I'll be there along with Wooly Bull and Mackie the Lemur. We'll share all the books donated that day with local kids who need them. You can learn more about Book Harvest and its Dream Big Book Drive at www.bookharvestnc.org. Thanks to WCHL for caring about kids like me.
Ron Stutz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from the whole WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, Art Chansky's sports notebook, the clean joke of the day, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. And you can wrap up your day with Aaron in the afternoon with the WCHL afternoon and evening news. In between, spend some time with Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Hey, listen, this morning, first thing, you're going to need to run your defroster just a little bit frosty out there, just enough to kind of clear the fog off your windshield. And speaking of fog, there is fog out there, patchy, dense fog this morning, thicker in some places than others. Not so bad, but just something to be aware of today. After all the fog clears away, we'll have lots of sunshine. High today in the upper 40s, up close to 50. 625 at WCHL.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Sometimes there's a story within a story. On the CBS Evening News the other night, our colleague Dr. John LaPook had one about the dramatic use of an automated external defibrillator, AED, to save a man's life.
His heart was about to stop.
As you'll hear after this. Office space isn't something you think about until you need it. Then it's all you can think about. Leases, locations, and logistics. Every detail takes you away from running your business. But Regus can make it easy. With one call, you can get furnished offices and support staff wherever and for however long you need them, from short-term to long-term. So let Regus take the hassle and expense out of setting up your office so you can focus on your business. Regus, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES. What's the most important thing to consider when looking for the right insurance? Customer satisfaction. Auto Owners Insurance uses only local, independent agents to handle all your questions and needs. We serve policyholders, not shareholders. Our award-winning service is why Auto Owners is known as the no-problem people. Auto Owners, a policy of satisfaction. For the independent agent in your neighborhood, go to autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Here's that story from Dr. John LaPook.
Last September, Fort Lauderdale police officer Franklin Falks was processing Jamal Rutledge after he violated his probation. All seemed routine until Falks suddenly grabbed his chest and collapsed. 17-year-old Rutledge, who was handcuffed, kicked the secure gate and shouted for officers. One did CPR, and another used an automated external defibrillator, or AED, to shock Falks' heart. Doctors say those actions were life-saving.
Shock advised.
That's because every minute of delay applying a shock to restart the heart lowers the odds of survival by 7 to 10%. Dr. Clifton Calloway is the vice chair of emergency medicine at University of Pittsburgh Medical Center.
If we can get an electrical shock to that person in the first few seconds or first few minutes, it has a very high chance of working.
AEDs are present in airports and many other public places, and CPR classes now show people how to use them. Instructor Sherry Fusco of the training company Emergency Skills demonstrated just how easy they are to operate.
Let's say it's time to use the AED. What do you do?
First thing you do is open the defibrillator and turn it on. When you turn it on, the defibrillator begins speaking, and you just follow it step by step.
Next week, Rutledge will be honored for helping to save the life of the officer who had just handcuffed him.
Dr. John LaPook on The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
This is Bill Cederberg with Cederberg Kitchens and Additions in Chapel Hill. Since 1986, we've been doing renovations and remodeling of all levels and types in the greater Chapel Hill, Durham area. In most remodeling projects, there are a lot of decisions to be made, a lot of details to consider. In fact, layers of details that need to be woven together, and the more planning leads to greater satisfaction with final result. That's where we can make a big difference. People that we work with are generally looking for someone to help with all that detail. We start with an on-site visitation and needs analysis of what our clients want to do. Then we use our expertise to help them understand the challenges of the task and offer opportunities or possibilities of what could be. If you are thinking about remodeling, we'd like to help you decide what plan is best suited to meet your needs, lifestyle, and personality, and then work with you to make sure that all the I's dotted and the T's are crossed and the process is thorough and gets the best result. Go to our website at cedarburgkitchens.com.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insight.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards for shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/YouYear for details.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover Weather brought to you by the Chamber of Commerce. It is 33 degrees right now. Patchy, dense fog this morning. Otherwise, sunshine after the fog clears away. Our high today, about 48 degrees. The Chapel Hill Cover Chamber of Commerce invites you to celebrate the successes of our business community at the Chamber's annual meeting presented by the Europa Center. Thursday, January 29th, 11 a.m. at the Sheraton Chapel Hill. Tickets are on sale now. $55 for members, $70 for non-members. Register online at carolinachamber.org.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
Dozen police raids sounded in Belgium. 13 terror suspects rounded up. In Verviers, there was a shootout at a former bakery. Automatic weapons and explosives were seized. Prosecutor Eric Vandersype says two suspects were killed.
This operation was meant to dismantle a terrorist cell, not only the terrorist cell, but also the logistic network behind it.
Reporter Terry Schultz.
It's believed the target was police stations and that possibly the abduction of a high-ranking official was also in the works. Jewish schools have been closed as a precaution.
10 suspects rounded up in France. CBS's Elaine Cobb says that number includes some who may be linked to the hostage-taking and shootings at a kosher market in Paris 1 week ago, and
German police have taken two men into custody in Berlin following raids on 11 locations there. Those men being held on suspicion of recruiting fighters and funding for ISIS.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
33 degrees, 632, WCHL. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Our community will join many others across the state and across the nation this weekend in celebrating the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Organizers remind you that it is a day of community service on MLK Day itself. And not just a day off, but all kinds of special festivities all over Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County this coming weekend. We have a story this morning from Blake Hodge about what's happening in northern Orange County. And there are other stories in regards to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day and weekend on our website at chapelboro.com. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services reported 26 influenza-related deaths for the week of January 4th through January 10th. That is 26 people died during that short period of time. That brings the total number of flu deaths in North Carolina up to 90 Since the Department of Health and Human Services started monitoring flu cases back in early October, that was the start of the flu season, state epidemiologist Dr. Megan Davies told WCHL just last week that the main strain up until this point has been H3N2, which tends to cause more severe illness in the elderly.
About two-thirds of the H3N2 that's circulating, that's been tested at the CDC this season, has not been well matched to the vaccine, unfortunately.
Still, officials are encouraging North Carolinians to get the flu shot because different strains of the virus may become prominent later on in the flu season. In Chapel Hill and Carborough City schools, an African-American student is five times as likely as a white student to get into in-school suspension, five times as likely to get out-of-school suspension, and three times as likely to get sent to the office. That's according to an official school district report that looks at discipline data over the past two academic years. At last night's meeting, Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board member James Zeta Bedford said we have to be careful in interpreting that data.
All that shows you is that the risk for ISS discipline reaction is 5-1. You can't assume that the child deserved it and actually did those actions.
Bedford said teachers and administrators may discriminate in whom they choose to discipline. White students make up about half the district's student population. Black students are 11% of the population. According to this report, Latino students, who make up 14% of the student population, are also disproportionately disciplined. Aggression, defiance, and disruption rank as the most common infractions among all students. The report says the largest disparities between white students and black students are in vaguely worded infractions, like disrespect.
Disrespect was one of the hardest things for teachers to define. So we've sort of decided that we just really don't even want that on our office discipline referral form.
That is Nancy Kufer, the school district's behavior support coordinator. She says the district needs to update policies and rewrite the code of conduct to clearly define infractions. Also, the district should help teachers think about the function of students' misbehavior, she said. This can help the teachers see behavior patterns and respond based on those patterns. Board member Annetta Streeter worries that seeing this data could strengthen stereotypes and cause teachers and administrators to racially profile students.
I am concerned about this information, for it to be shared with some authority figure, administrators, whomever. It definitely gives an idea based on comparing demographic groups.
And here's Kofor's response.
It can be thought of that way, or it can be thought of that the school is not meeting the needs of those students. If we don't have the data there, we can't have that discussion. Well, why is that happening there? Why would it be any different for any kid of color?
WCHL will continue to follow this story as it goes, and let you know what's happening there. 636 at WCHL. North Carolina leaders want to squeeze more jobs from new technologies coming out of the state's universities. Governor Pat McCrory plans to visit the supervisory board of the 16-campus University of North Carolina system today. He's expected to talk about an advisory council's recommendations and how to convert research innovations into jobs. McCrory's spokesman wouldn't say whether the governor wants to put money behind the suggestions in the state budget he proposes next month. A 2013 study by the State Commerce Department found North Carolina has one of the country's fastest-growing populations, but the economy's productive capacity is below average. The report says while there's strong research to find scientific breakthroughs, turning them into profitable products and services actually lacks what's needed for a strong economy. Duke University has canceled its plan to use the tower of its chapel for a weekly amplified call to prayer for Muslims. In a release yesterday, the university said it reconsidered the plan. It says Muslims will instead gather on the quadrangle before heading into a room in the chapel for their weekly prayer service. Duke spokesman Michael Schoenfeld says the previous plan to use the Duke Chapel Tower didn't have the intended effect of helping to unify people on campus. Under the canceled plan, members of the school's Muslim Students Association would have recited the call, lasting about 3 minutes, from the bell tower. The plan drew the ire of evangelist Franklin Graham, who urged Duke alumni to withhold support because of violence against Christians that he attributed to Muslims. And in news around town this morning, as you know, this coming Monday, January 19th, is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, dedicated as a day of service to our community. Over in Durham, you can head to Northgate Mall from 10:30 until 1 on Monday for a special children's event to celebrate Dr. King's life and legacy. There'll be stories, songs, dancing, birthday cake, and more. And in keeping with the day of service theme, there will be a craft project for the whole family to help Urban Ministries of Durham. Free for everybody, sponsored by NC Moms Rising. Check them out online at momsrising.org. Attendees are asked to bring non-perishable food items, toiletries, or new underwear and socks to donate to Urban Ministries of Durham. And on Monday morning, downtown Hillsboro will play host to the annual Martin Luther King Jr. Commemorative March. That march will begin at 9 o'clock on Monday morning in the historic Orange County Courthouse. Marchers will head up Churton Street to Union Street for a service at Mount Bright Baptist Church. It's expected to take about 30 to 45 minutes. Police officers will close Churton Street and Union Street for that march. So if you're driving through downtown Hillsboro on Monday morning, you might want to find an alternate route. 6:39 at WCHL. Coming up, today's commentary on WCHL, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Basketball.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that outdoor grilling causes 19,000 emergency room visits and 8,000 house fires a year? Make sure your grill is a safe distance from your home and not under overhanging branches. Check your gas tank regularly for cracks and your hoses for leaks or sharp bends. Place your grill in an open area or patio and not on a deck, a porch, or inside the garage. And always have a fire extinguisher handy. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Stanley Martin Homes is proud to present their new model home open now in Winmore, a classic village of new homes just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Stanley Martin's three home designs, priced from the 370s, combine the best in energy efficiency and beautiful design, and Winmore is right on the UNC bus route. For kids, there's a pool and playground, and Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School are in the walk zone. There's conservation woodland space and walking and jogging trails for the whole family to enjoy. Come visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, or go to stanleymartin.com.
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. With the UPS Store Small Business Mailbox Services, your business will have a real street address, package acceptance from all carriers, and the convenience of 24-hour access and call-in mail check. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores in Chapel Hill North, on Fordham Boulevard, and in Meadowmont.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
641 WCHL. Nikki Morse is here this morning, just busy as a bee, getting ready, doing all this kind of stuff.
Buzz, buzz.
Yeah, it was not a good night for the Carolina women last night.
Oh, no.
They lost by 10 to Notre Dame.
Wow.
Of course, Notre Dame's awfully good, but tough to lose a game on your home court like that. And they will get back into the win column.
Sure, absolutely.
Tar Heels were ranked number 12 going in. Notre Dame came in ranked number 7. So, pretty high-powered matchup.
Yeah. Must have been a good game. I kind of went to bed a little early, so I'd have missed it.
Yeah. Hate to hear that, you know, because I know that you like to stay up late and...
you
not,
know me.
Not miss anything.
I am the late kind of girl.
Basically, we're going to take a look at your traffic and weather coming up. Just a few minutes here, and we have today's commentary on the way right now from Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle. And after that, Inside Carolina Basketball, where we'll be talking about men's basketball at Carolina. That is on the way on WCHL. That's what he said. That's your cue. Well, and I promise me, we're going to do it.
Absolutely.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lydia Lavelle. As a community, we recently celebrated the 223rd anniversary of the ratification of the Bill of Rights. But President Franklin Roosevelt discussed what he coined a second Bill of Rights in January 1944. His words are still relevant today, and I quote, "We cannot be content if some fraction of our people, whether it be one-third or one-fifth or one-tenth, is ill-fed, ill-clothed, ill-housed, and insecure. This republic had its beginning under the protection of certain inalienable political rights. They were our rights to life and liberty. As our nation has grown, however, these political rights proved inadequate to assure us equality in the pursuit of happiness. True individual freedom cannot exist without economic security and independence. People who are hungry and out of a job are the stuff of which dictatorships are made. President Roosevelt then discussed what he believed should be addressed under this economic Bill of Rights. Work, food, clothing, housing, medical care, and education. About these rights, FDR said, "All of these rights spell security. We must be prepared to move forward in the implementation of these rights to new goals of human happiness and well-being. For unless there is security here at home, there cannot be lasting peace in the world." Now, to me, it is clear that the second Bill of Rights, which highlights how intertwined many basic rights are, is still every bit as important and as relevant as the first Bill of Rights. As an elected leader in this community, I believe the second Bill of Rights is an appropriate guide for us to follow as we address these goals. In doing so, we might actually achieve FDR's dream: security, human happiness and well-being, and lasting peace in the world. Seems appropriate for this time of year, don't you think? This is Lydia Lavelle.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina is back in action on Sunday night as the Tar Heels host Virginia Tech at 6:30 in the Smith Center. The Heels won't have point guard Joel Berry against the Hokies, as Berry is fighting an injury which will keep him out the next few weeks. How does that affect the guard rotation? Here's Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams.
Well, it's going to affect the rotation quite a bit because somebody's got to play 13 to 15 minutes. This is what Joel's been playing the last four or five games, and we hate it. He's going to be out probably 2 to 3 weeks with that groin pull. And so there's got to be, as I say, 13 to 15 minutes distributed there from between Marcus and Nate, and then also from to Theo or some of those guys that play the 2-3 spot.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
Yeah, what do you want?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol. But it can be too late. In North Carolina, more than four people are injured every day as a result of underage drinking. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Virginia Tech is under the guidance of first-year head coach Buzz Williams. So what are the trademarks of a Buzz Williams coach team?
Well, Buzz is a very aggressive coach. His guys play extremely hard. They're unselfish. He's going to get the program really, really going up there. He's a good guy. We realize that even though we're playing them here, that they'll come and they'll fight to the very end. And, again, that's his personality.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
Did you know that North Carolina is the birthplace of the physician assistant profession? That's why it makes perfect sense that North Carolina would have PAs that are leading the march to increase patient access to quality healthcare. Physician assistants are transforming health through equitable delivery of patient-centered, team-based care. The North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants supports PAs and their efforts to improve patient care and provides continuing education so that PAs can be leaders in their field. For more information, check out NCAPA.org.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing. And we can say we knew her when. Visit unchildrens.org.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility, offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Grenville Jewelers. So excited to talk to Nikki Morse again today because here we are. I know how excited you get every Friday because the weekend is upon us.
Yes.
And I know.
So that, happy.
And I just want to warn everybody out there that it will be the weekend. Nikki will be out. So just be careful.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Step out of the way, please. Step out of the way.
What's happening on the roadways this morning?
Well, not a whole lot. That's great news. We do have a bit of fog, though, this morning. So use extra caution if you're going to be heading out. No reports of any accidents. Traffic remaining fairly light. Eastbound Highway 54 still looking good from Fordham to 40. And 40 eastbound in good shape if you're heading to RTP or the airport from Highway 86 to the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Good job. And we'll look forward to talking to you again throughout the morning here.
Like you have a choice.
Later on, in the 7 o'clock hour, I want you to know that Nikki Morse delivers the clean joke, which is always a highlight of the morning.
I got a good one.
For everybody except for Nikki, who, you know, sometimes doesn't laugh at her own jokes.
I laugh in my head at myself all the time because I find myself really hilarious. So just letting you know, just throwing that out there.
All right. We'll look forward to that.
Okay.
We also have some huge celebrities celebrating birthdays today. We'll get to that in just a moment here. Grenville Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza right next to Whole Foods on Elliott Road. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast, brought to you by your Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. 33 degrees. Patchy, dense fog this morning. Sunny otherwise after the fog clears away. Our high today in the upper 40s. It's going to be a little bit breezy, but nothing to worry about. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies, cold temperatures, lows around 30. On Saturday, sunny with a high of about 48. Saturday night, clear with clouds moving in after midnight. Slight chance of rain after midnight. Overnight, low in the upper 30s. And then on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain and the high in the middle 50s. On Sunday. The Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce invites you to celebrate the successes of our local business community at the Chamber's annual meeting presented by the Europa Center, Thursday, January 29th at 11 a.m. at the Sheraton Chapel Hill Hotel. Tickets are on sale now, $55 for members, $70 for non-members. Register online at carolinachamber.org/annual meeting. Are you ready for celebrity birthdays? We got a few of those. Singer Barbara Lynn, 73 years old today. Country singer Ronnie Millsap, who just happened to be from right here in North Carolina, 72. Singer Katherine Anderson Schaffner. Now, you might not know who that is, but she was one of the members of the Marvelettes. He's 71 years old today. Country singer Jim Stafford. I still think of I Don't Like Spiders and Snakes when I hear his name. He's 71 years old today. Actress, dancer Debbie Allen is 65. Singer Sade, 56 years old today. Let's see, singer Maxine Jones, one of the members of En Vogue, 49 years old today. Richard T. Jones, an actor who was on Judging Amy, is 43 years old today. Supermodel Kate Moss, 41 years old today. And a couple of local celebrities celebrating a birthday today. I mean, this is really big, folks. First of all, Gerald Ramoyne has a birthday today. Gerald Ramoyne at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. And Gerald's such a good guy. Wow. Happy birthday, Gerald. And Mr. Chapel Hill, Robert Humphreys, has a birthday today. Ah, man, everybody jump out into the streets and start celebrating all day and all night because those are two pretty important people in our community, I'll tell you that much. And I'm going to party down. Happy birthday, everybody who has a birthday today from all of us here at WCHL.
All right, here we are at the end of the week, ladies and gentlemen. And what better way to start off your weekend than with an interesting trivia question?
Exactly, to stimulate one's
imagination?
Yes, and cerebrum and cerebellum activity.
Yeah, well, we brought in the most trivial man that I know.
Well,
his name is Freddie Kiker.
Yep, WCHL, researched for probably
20 minutes.
Search of probably like 15 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, hey, listen, it's good to see you today.
Hey, it's good to be seen.
Always good to see you.
Thank you very much. What are you going to do this weekend?
As little as possible.
Hey, we're doing today.
Yeah.
There's no segue for this one. Cheese.
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 Okay.
Maybe you'll have some cheese with your fine wine.
Maybe I will.
Fine Rhine wine.
Because, you know, and that's what I do all the time, exactly. Along with our watercress sandwiches.
Dobie Gillis.
Yeah, what was that character's name?
Oh, man.
Chatsworth the Third or something.
Yeah, something like that. His mother.
Yeah.
His always. That's, wow.
I figured you would know that right off.
What sheep's milk cheese?
Uh-huh.
From the caves of France is a very popular blue cheese. What sheep's milk cheese from the caves of France is a very popular blue cheese? One must enunciate very clearly during that particular question.
I haven't been in the caves of France lately, so I'm really not sure.
What sheep's milk cheese from the caves of France? Popular blue cheese.
I have no idea. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer to the question.
Set your glass of fine Rhine wine down and give us a call.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Tooney Goyle is an eighth grader at Smith Middle School in Chapel Hill. He's today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Here's Ginger Young.
Tell me why Tooney is so special when it comes to book harvest.
Tooney did something absolutely incredible last year. As you know, Ron, we run our giant community-wide book drive on MLK Day every year. And MLK Day 2014 was a great success. 34,000 books came in one afternoon, and this young man brought in 8,000 of them all by himself. He reached out to his middle school and decided he was going to really hit a home run for us. He brought in more books than we could imagine. The moment he pulled up at the Carolina Theater of Durham and opened up a U-Haul and it was packed to the gills, we were just, our jaws dropped. We couldn't believe it. So he's a hero. If anybody ever wonders about the power of the youth in our community to make a difference, they just need to meet Tooney.
Tooney, why did you get so fired up about doing this for your fellow students and for kids all over our community?
Well, 2 years ago, I participated in an MLK drive for Book Harvest, and I was blown away. I loved it. I fell in love, basically. So since then, I've loved doing charity work, and I love working with Book Harvest.
Now, I'm sure that collecting all these books, you obviously are a big reader yourself. What has reading books, what kind of a difference has it made in your life?
I've become more intelligent and nicer to people, I think, too, because books teach you empathy.
Well, you can I'll use more of that.
Wow.
Tooney is quite a guy. One of the reasons, he reads a lot.
It's not just about donation and community service. It's about being part of a community, giving back to the people you go to school with, your coworkers, being part of something bigger.
I got to ask you this. What do you hope to do as an adult? I know you got a lot of stuff you're going to do between now and then, but what are your favorite studies? What do you enjoy reading about most? And what do you want to do when you're older?
I love technology. I love the idea of innovation. So maybe I'll be an inventor. Maybe I'll be some sort of business person. I like to create things and, again, help people to live a better life.
Fantastic. Man, what a great answer. Ginger, how do folks find out more about this special Book Harvest event and about Book Harvest in general?
To find out more about both Book Harvest and our Dream Big Book Drive, they can go to our website, bookharvestnc.org. We have all the information there you need. If you've got books at home and you can bring them by that afternoon to the Carolina Theater, please come join us and please bring some friends. We really want everybody to come join us on this big day of celebration in honor of Dr. King.
Tooney Goyle in the eighth grade at Smith Middle School. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Good morning. It is 6:57. Phones ringing off the hook this morning. Sorry, I could not get to all the phone callers.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we just want to know what we need the milk of a goat that's been, no, a sheep that has been in a cave in France.
Sheep's milk cheese from the caves of France is a very popular blue cheese.
We want to know the name of the cheese.
You're going to know this.
Roquefort?
That's it.
Really?
Roquefort.
I just guessed.
That's it.
Roquefort.
White, tangy, crumbly, and slightly moist.
My next guess was going to be Limburger.
Yeah, well, that's a good guess, too. Roquefort cheese begins slightly mild, Ron. Waxes sweet, then smoky and fades to a salty finish.
I love it when you go into that instructional mode.
In fact, European law dictates that only these cheeses aged in the natural caves of southern France may even bear the name Roquefort.
Really?
Yes, how about that?
Is that right?
So the next time you sit down,
isn't
you look at Beverly and go, you know, these were aged in caves and are from French sheep.
Isn't Roquefort like blue cheese and some people get them mixed up? Is it similar?
I'm not a cheese aficionado, so I can't answer that.
Oh, cheese. Come on, Freddie. I figured you'd know the answer to that.
I'll tell you, congratulations. Gail Nottingham, who... Gosh, she is a woman who really knows her cheese. Gail Nottingham gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers this morning. Thanks so much, Gail. Have a great day.
It's the most anticipated shopping event of the year. The University Mall Come In From the Cold January Sidewalk Sale. This weekend only, save up to 70% off on select inventory throughout the mall starting today and throughout the weekend. Discounts will vary, so shop early and often. Make a day of it with shopping, dining, and entertainment today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Get a $10 coupon when you spend $100. Limited to 2 coupons per family and save up to 70% on select merchandise. Present receipts from January 16th through